what a history lesson here, a learning experience. I'm really into it, actually. This is Good Morning Hunterdon. It's already 9:54 on April 1st, and we're talking again about an upcoming event at Raritan Valley Community College. It's called a powwow. It's a huge deal. It's very authentic. There's all, hundreds of different tribes that are coming, dancers. You guys want to tell a little bit more about it before the end of our show?
I just want to add one more point to the point you made. Indeed, the guiding philosophy of the powwow, as directed and constructed by Emily and Patrick, is the word authentic. This is something that has been important, frankly, to the three of us and important to the school as well. But it will be an authentic powwow.
It's just amazing. Yeah, I can't even believe it.
And so the crafts have to be authentic. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The dancing, the drums, the regalia.
It's definitely a step back in time. And very often, what I think is the most important thing about the powwows, not just the educational aspect, is that the public see that there are Native Americans, you know, in contemporary society, and yet they are living in, they're continuing in their language, they're continuing in their crafts and their music. Language is a huge component of that. A lot of the languages are not really being spoken, and especially now with, you know, you've got Game Boys and the internet, and so the young people are not learning the languages anymore, and the way our crafts are being passed down, you know, they're getting distracted by more contemporary elements of modern life. So, you know, they say when the music stops, when the language is not spoken, then the culture will die. So the aim of the powwows to show the public that we're a thriving, rich community. So we really want everyone to come out and enjoy themselves. Like I said, the gates open at 9. We're having some tremendous entertainment in the morning, followed by a fabulous grand entry. And I think that's something that nobody should miss. It's literally the cornerstone of the powwow, and that unites everyone. Bring blankets, chairs. We are not...
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Will the president or won't he release a Democratic memo that challenges claims made in a Republican memo released last week concerning alleged FBI surveillance abuses in the Russia probe? A White House spokesman saying this morning that President Trump is still considering what to do with input from White House counsel and his national security team.
They're going through the document because ultimately what the president has to decide in this memo, as he did with the last, is that if anything is in there that puts American lives at risk or jeopardizes national security, he's got a pretty easy decision to make, and that's not to release.
Deputy Press Secretary Hogan Gidley speaking there on Fox News. Former Pope Benedict says his life is ending. The 90-year-old Benedict says in a letter published today he's on a pilgrimage towards home as he approaches the fifth anniversary of his resignation due to poor health. And this is USA Radio News.
Addiction. There was a day when the word addiction was just another word. If you're battling addiction, it's not easy to ask for help. It's hard to admit you really need it. Call and end addiction. Call and connect with representatives of a treatment center or rehab facility. Call and end addiction. 1-800-665-0239. Some insurance plans help pay for the cost of treatment. Be sure to check your policy or call your agent to see if you're covered. It's not easy to talk about your addictions or those of someone you care about. It's hard for you to experience. It's hard for them to watch. The first step to ending addiction starts with one free, private, and no-obligation call. Addiction. There can be a day when the word addiction is just another word again. Your life is not over. There are things you still need to do. The first thing to do is call and end addiction. 1-800-665-0239. 1-800-665-0239. 1-800-665-0239.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
The weather for Hunterdon County. It is currently raining and snowing and icing and sleeting. We are having winter weather. The high today is near 41. I'm sorry, I'm kind of choppy here. I'm having trouble reading. Tonight, rain will be likely with a low around 32. Thursday will be sunny. That's tomorrow with a high near 29. And Thursday night, partly cloudy with a low around 18. Friday, mostly cloudy with a high near 36. And Saturday, a chance of rain, and rain likely on Sunday. Both days will be in the mid-40s. It is currently 12:06.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addictions, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarolecounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for today's program. I am also a licensed professional counselor. I have a small practice here in Flemington, New Jersey, and I've been a counselor for well over 32 years now. I have my master's in counseling. I'm nationally certified and licensed. I have been bringing Counselor's Chat to you now for probably a little over 5 years, and the main purpose of Counselor's Chat is to promote good mental health. Well, today is my birthday, so happy birthday to me. And I thought one of the best things to do for today, because it's not like my birthday was yesterday or next week, it really is today, is that a good show topic is about celebrating yourself. Now, that doesn't mean that you have a big ego, though some may see it that way. A lot of times we think of boasting as someone, again, with a big ego, and it's not about that. It's about being truthful and honest and having some humility, because I am anything but perfect. And at the same time, there are areas of my life that are worth celebrating. The fact that I am the only person that ever was and ever will be to see the world through my eyes is pretty significant. And I think that's the same for anyone else. Each one of us, the experiences that we've had, our ancestors or the people that are coming in the future, their experiences are, for each individual, solely theirs. And I think that that's pretty incredible. Now, for me, it took a long time for me to learn about celebrating myself. And like I said, I don't do this in a big pat on the back, big ego. It really is about promoting mental health. There was a long period of time in my life, and it started from childhood, the earliest that I could remember, and I don't think it was an intentional situation on my parents' part. I believe that we are victims of victims, but I grew up learning how to hate myself, not celebrate myself. And I had very little self-esteem, or even no self-esteem in some cases, had a very hard time accepting a compliment, didn't even know what to do with it when someone gave one to me. And I had nothing good to say about myself. As a matter of fact, there was times in my life when I literally would hit myself and punch myself and pinch myself until I was black and blue because I could not stand being in my own skin. I couldn't stand it. I couldn't stand to be with myself, partially because I didn't know anything about who I really was. And I was seeing myself through the lens of the information given to me by my parents and my peers. And my interpretation of it was generally negative. So one of the reasons that I promote mental health is because I know that counseling works. I have had years, my friends will tell you, I have had years of being in therapy. So not only am I a counselor and a therapist, I have had my own counseling and my own therapy. I've had years of going to Al-Anon meetings and adult children of alcoholics meetings. I've had to learn how to think differently, to see things differently, to see things clearly, and to accept the reality of who I am. And that who I am is not an awful, horrible, terrible person. And it brought me to a place of being able to say I can celebrate who I am, which is something that I would like all of you to be able to do in a healthy way, to celebrate who you are. Like I said, it was very difficult for me to accept a compliment. The best way I would describe it when someone gave me a compliment, it would be like these words were coming at me. And they would get maybe about a foot away from my face, and then they would split off, and they'd go around my head. They would never enter. I didn't know who they were talking about. It couldn't possibly be me. Because I didn't see it. I was not taught that. One of the things that I worked a great deal on for myself is changing that negative into positive. And it's something that we all can do. And I know a lot of times my clients think, oh, she's giving me positive affirmations. Like, this just doesn't work. Well, at first it doesn't work. And it doesn't work because we have pathways in our brain. Our neurotransmitters create pathways just like roads, just like, you know, interstates, big, wide, strong, heavily traveled pathways that every time we use it, it gets wider and stronger and more powerful. And if they're negative, that's what we go to. We go to the negative pathways. And the more we use them, the stronger we get. They get, and the more we use them, and the stronger we get. And so we use them more, and they get stronger. And so then all of a sudden, to have some kind of positive thought, even if that thought is generated because I'm reading it off a piece of paper, it's really hard to believe. Which is the experience that not only did I have, but I observe my clients with that same experience. Yeah, right. This doesn't apply to me. I'm not lovable. I'm not a good person. I'm not capable. I can't do anything right. It's really hard to be able to celebrate yourself when you're thinking about who you are, your own self, is negative. I know I say this frequently. Self-esteem is about how you think about yourself. The fact that we say to our kids, good job, or give them trophies when they fail, and all this other stuff because we don't want them to feel bad, does not build self-esteem. Teaching them how to think positive thoughts about themselves in a healthy way is going to build self-esteem. And that is one of the goals. So one of the things that happens in counseling is the ability to start learning how to do that. And it can be a slow, painful process because I need to take all the information that I have believed to be correct about me, and I need to unlearn it and relearn. And that's a challenge. I have to allow my brain, allow those big, strong pathways to begin to atrophy and build new pathways of positive thinking and healthy thinking and healthy self-care. Those things are really, really important. It's the way that you get to a point where you can stop beating yourself up and start celebrating who you are as a human being. And I think that that is very important. Because when we celebrate ourselves, when we have good self-esteem, we do things in a way that has a greater sense of self-care attached to it. I heard a story. I don't know if it was something on Facebook or I'm not exactly sure where I saw it. So I apologize for not having a clearer source that I can give you. But this person was saying, just imagine you get one car in your life, only one, and it's going to have to last you your whole lifetime. And that means you're going to take good care of it. You're going to make sure the oil's changed. You're going to clean it. You're going to get a tune-up. You're going to make sure that the brakes work. You're going to change the tires when needed. You're going to polish the car. You're going to, you know, you're going to do all those things that you need because this, you only get one. One car. That's it for your whole life. You know, in our culture, you know, sometimes every 2 or 3 years we get a new car. Who cares if it gets a little banged up or dinged up or whatever? We're not that careful necessarily because we could always replace it. But if we only get one car and we know that we have to have let that car last us our lifetime, chances are we're going to take really good care of it. Well, if we apply that to ourselves, I have one body. This is it. This is where I live for the rest of my life. I get one. I get one chance at life. Now, I don't know if there's such a thing as reincarnation. Could be. I don't know. Either way, even if there is, I'm not consciously aware of it. So for me and for most of us, this is our one chance. And we either can live our lives in a negative mindset filled with self-hatred, self-downing, or self-acceptance, self-love, and self-esteem. It is the choice that you make. And there are ways to get there. Positive affirmations alone are not sufficient. They're a good start. And a lot of times when I give people positive affirmations to read, I'm doing it because their brain does not have the pathway available to them. The road is not available to them for a positive self-statement. So, celebrating yourself is not something that you can necessarily come to without good self-esteem, because it feels fake. And then if it feels fake, it's not really, it's just a show. And one of the goals in counseling and good mental health is about being genuine. Well, if I'm going to be genuine, real, honest with myself, that means I look at some of the good qualities and some of the bad qualities. Like I said, I'm not perfect, but I no longer beat myself up for my mistakes. We all make mistakes. That's part of how we learn as human beings. Life happens to us in so many ways. Things happen that are unforeseen. We can either beat ourselves up for it or look at things as opportunities. And one of the things that I say with my clients all the time is let's look for the opportunity. Let's look for the positive. Where people who know me know that there were points in time in my life, and there are still times I can that old Ruth still comes up and I can still get kind of down, but I can catch it pretty quickly and turn it around pretty quickly. And that's the thing that's really important, to be able to stop and turn it around. One of the things that I learned, not only in terms of turning negative thinking into positive thinking, positive self-statements, is practicing mindfulness. And I know I've talked about that. And mindfulness, again, is using my five senses. What do I see? What do I smell? What do I taste? What do I feel in terms of tactile feel? And what do I smell? I think that was all five. I don't know if I repeated something there. The reality is when our brain cannot stop with negative self-talk. Negative self-talk. I'm dumb. I'm stupid. I can't believe that. I can't believe why so-and-so treated me. I'm really upset about that. I'm going on and on. I'm playing the tape over and over and over and over, and it doesn't stop, and I can't seem to stop it. I have to tell myself, stop, stop, stop. And that's the thing, stop, stop, stop. And sometimes it's just like that. I have to keep saying, stop, stop. But our brain has a job, and its job is to think. And therefore, I can't just stop and have my brain be empty, because it's going to think. So what I need to do is I need to fill it with something else. If I cannot have a positive self-statement, if I don't have something positive to say, it's a good time to then use mindfulness. So it might be that I'm doing some mundane thing, like brushing my teeth. And so many of us, brushing our teeth, folding clothes, taking a shower, driving to work, cutting up food for dinner, eating a sandwich, making a cup of tea, you name it. The things that we do throughout the day that are mindless, and we notice that we're taking our thoughts and we are just bombarding ourselves with negativity and negative memories. We have to tell ourselves to stop. If I don't have anything nice to say to myself, I will use mindfulness. So right now, I'm having a cup of tea. My cup is blue. It feels warm. The tea bag is floating in the water. There's a string attached to it. It says Lipton or Tetley, and the Lipton tea bag is yellow and red and black, or the Tetley bag is got blue and white with a little green leaf. And now I'm pouring some milk, and I'm noticing that the color of the tea is changing, and there's a swirling going around, and I could smell it, and I taste it, and it's warm. And it's sweet. And it's comforting. And I'm being mindful of just being, and this sounds very oriental, Tao, but I'm being with my tea. But that's exactly what mindfulness is. It is a type of meditation. So that I am not thinking about the mistakes I've made, the bad relationship I'm in, the horrible things I've done, the horrible things that have done to me, my weight, my mistakes. I'm not thinking about any of that. I'm just thinking about having a cup of tea. And it reduces my stress. And at some point, I can take that and I can put in something positive. have to tell myself to stop the negative, either put something positive or practice mindfulness. So I'm going to take a little bit of a break. I will be back after these few commercials. I am Ruth Altamura Roll, celebrating my birthday today. And I will be back with Counselor's Chat.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, RabCoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, Para Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Well, good afternoon and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am talking about celebrating yourself, and today is my birthday, so I am doing a little bit of that. Celebrating ourselves is something that's really important to do. Our life should be filled with joy rather than sorrow and heaviness. It's the only life that we have. And I know I've shared a little bit before my own personal experience. It was a struggle for me to get here. And I needed a lot of work and a lot of support to be able to do this, to even have a show to talk about this, to even be on the radio, to even have my own private practice. I couldn't imagine for the longest time that anyone would want to come and use my services because I'm not all that. However, I realized that I had a service to provide, that it was not about me, separating myself a little bit from that process. And I've now been in private practice for 18 years. One of the things that I notice, because life is so busy, we definitely forget about that little bit of self-celebration. We spend so much of our time nurturing others and juggling our responsibilities that we don't take time to honor ourselves. And that is so important. Give yourself a break. Stay at home one day. Take a mental health day and stay off from work if you work. Or if you are a stay-at-home mom, do the same thing. You could still stay at home and do something that you enjoy doing. Indulge a little bit. Not every day. Indulging every day would not necessarily be healthy. But on an occasion to celebrate yourself, do so. It's a positive thing. Now, today I had a full day scheduled. I was going to be in my office from 10:30 to 8 o'clock tonight. We're having bad weather. For those of you that may have listened to the weather channel, the weather report, as it was. And all my clients canceled today. So I have a birthday present. I came in, doing my radio show, and I'm going to have the day off to do things and indulge my time in doing things that I'd like to do, that I want to do. Maybe some things that I need to do. But not everything. It's a day for me to play a little bit. And it's a good thing to give to myself. One of the things that I've been talking about in the past several weeks is adult children of alcoholics. And one of the processes of self-healing and building self-esteem and learning how to celebrate yourself is being able to unleash your inner child. That means be playful, be silly, be spontaneous. Do something that you wouldn't normally do. It can be a lot of fun. You can celebrate yourself by having a little gathering with some friends or family. Do a potluck. Go to a restaurant. Enjoy other people's company. Do something that might be self-nurturing. Give yourself a facial. Get a massage. Go get a manicure and pedicure. Yes, guys, even you can get a manicure and pedicure. Go for a walk. Read your favorite book. Have a scoop of your favorite ice cream. Take a hot bubble bath. Do something that you're for yourself that is fun and enjoyable. Listen to music. Do a puzzle. Go for a walk. Plan a vacation. Buy something for yourself. And I've done things for myself which were, I will say, milestones of self-celebration. Things that I would do on my birthday that I never thought I would do, such as, now when I was probably 3 months old, my mom had my ears pierced. So it wasn't like, oh gee, 16 years old, so can I get my ears pierced? My ears have always been pierced. But one of the things that I wanted was a second piercing. So for my birthday one year, to celebrate my birthday, I went and I got a second piercing. That was to celebrate myself. One of the things that I always wanted was an ankle bracelet. And in my first marriage, I'd say, oh, I want an ankle bracelet for Christmas. Oh, I want an ankle bracelet for my birthday. Never got it. So one year, to celebrate my birthday, I went and I bought myself an ankle bracelet. These are things that you can do. Now, you may not be able to afford an ankle bracelet or afford to get your ears pierced, but there are definitely things that you can do. You can stop by a candy shop and just buy yourself one piece of chocolate that's your favorite. So you don't have to overindulge, but you can indulge a little. You can go to the grocery store. I mean, our grocery store, they have this fantastic bakery there. You don't have to buy yourself a whole cake. You could buy yourself a slice of cake to celebrate. You can go out to dinner. Go to a movie. Binge watch your favorite show on Netflix. Go to a concert. Make some plans to be with friends and do something that's fun. It's so important to be able to listen to what you are saying to yourself. Now, I know for me, like I said, I'm not perfect, and this is a journey that I have a strong tendency to push myself, and it's still some of the messages from my childhood that downtime is not good, that you should always do work before play, and, you know, work never stops. And so that my tendency is to push myself too hard to the point where I'm exhausted, and that's not a good thing, and I'm having life lessons as a consequence to that, and I need to work at stopping that, because it's not about celebrating myself when I keep putting work in front of some downtime, some relaxing time, some happy time, some silly time. These things are really important. To celebrate yourself, like I said, a little car analogy, it's about making healthy choices to eat well. When we eat well, we feel better. To put some exercise in your life, our bodies are not made to sit, our bodies are made to move. So we feel better when we exercise. To get enough sleep. Our society is so sleep-deprived in general. It doesn't do anything to help our self-esteem. It doesn't do anything to help celebrate who we are when we're exhausted. So go to bed a little bit early. Sleep in a little bit late if you can. Have a cup of coffee or a cup of cocoa or a cup of tea. Read a magazine, cuddle up on the couch, watch your favorite TV show. We're so pulled in so many directions. The being able to celebrate ourselves is very limited. We don't even know how to do it. Something happy in your workspace. A photograph, some flowers. Really, buy yourself some flowers. The other day, when I was at the grocery store, they had primroses on sale. I bought three of them. They're so beautiful. Yellow, white ones, purple ones. They're so cheery. They keep flowering. These are small things. We can do them for ourselves. Most people have an extra $1.50 to buy something like that? Work at planning a vacation. Now, I know that when my husband and I plan a vacation, especially if it's a big vacation, we start our planning a good year in advance, because the planning of it is as much fun as the actual vacation. And so we watch things on YouTube about where we're going, and we do research, and we spend time at looking at the different hotels and that kind of thing. And the vacation then is not only when we take the vacation, it's the whole year before the vacation, because we are spending so much time doing research in terms of what we're doing and where we're going. And it's a fantastic way of just celebrating the experience of living life. And it's joyful. Speaking of joyful, add some spirituality to your life. Set some time aside to create a ritual of prayer or meditation, lighting a candle or burning incense. Giving yourself that quiet time, meditative time. These are also very important. So I'm going to take another little commercial break, and I will be back with Celebrating Yourself. I am Ruth Altamira Roll, your host for Counselor's Chat.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Well, good afternoon and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamira-Roll, your host for today's program, and I'm talking about celebrating yourself and honoring yourself. Today is my birthday, and I am doing part of that. I went through a list of some of the things you might want to do. Give yourself a break. Unleash your inner child. Be a little playful. Celebrate. Give yourself a gift. Start a ritual. Listen to some music. Buy something beautiful. Be kind to yourself. Work on building that self-esteem. Write a letter of gratitude to yourself. Now that sounds a little strange, doesn't it? So many times other people express gratitude to you. And that is something that most of us have experienced. But very few of us have really invested the energy in focusing on what we are grateful about ourselves. That's a difficult task. That means we have to stop and really do a little introspection. I need to look. What am I grateful about myself? My abilities, my talents, who I am as a person. It's a question that I ask my clients. I ask it, what are five things that you like about yourself? And I get questions, answers like, well, I like my hair, I like my job, I like that I'm a good mom. Well, that doesn't really describe all that much about what you like about yourself. I'm creative. I'm talented. I'm a good listener. It's not what I do. I could bring these things into all different aspects of my life. Things that I have the ability to do that I am grateful for. One of the things I know for myself is that I am in constant awe that my higher power was able to use me as a counselor. It was never anything that I ever thought of doing in my life, not when I was a kid growing up. Oh, I think I want to be a counselor someday. Or even as a young adult, oh, I think someday I want to be a counselor. It was never something. It sort of happened to me. It was part of my path and part of my journey of building and looking at who I am and my self-esteem. Not knowing what I wanted to do, not knowing where I wanted to be, not knowing anything really except negative thoughts about myself. And so my journey took me down the road of being a counselor. And I do say my higher power because I don't think that would have been a choice that I would have made, but it's been a really good fit to who I am. And I am grateful that I not only have the ability to be a counselor, but that I do counseling. And I'm grateful for what I've learned to be a counselor and what I've learned from my clients. Because working with my clients has also helped me continue to grow. It's not stagnant. And I enjoy watching my clients grow and change. I have much greater ability to express my talents. And I mean, there was a time, my friends will know and will agree, there were a time when I would never have shown anybody any of my artwork. It stayed in a closet. Now I have artwork that I have hanging in my house. There's still some things that I struggle with. I also play the piano, and I am not all that keen in playing in front of people. That one is still a struggle for me. But I am so grateful for the talents that I do have. And that is something for you to do for yourself, to sit down and make a list. Again, remember, you are the only person experiencing your life. And to be able to sit down and write all these things about yourself is fantastic. You may write down that you're grateful that you've been able to figure out how to live within your means, or that you're grateful that you've been eating healthy and living a healthier lifestyle. So it doesn't have to just be, you know, talents. It could be self-care. You know, one of the things that I notice, I don't beat myself up anymore for putting a few pounds on. That's remarkable. I'm grateful for that. Make a list of all your positive qualities. We're really good at making lists of negative qualities. Mental health, good mental health, doesn't mean that we have big egos. And I want to underscore that. I said that when we started off. It doesn't mean that. It means that we have a healthy, clear picture of who we are as people. I can have a mean streak. I can be nasty. I can be vengeful. These are some things that I know about myself. I choose not to act on them. I can be critical. I learned how to do that. Critical of self, critical of others. I'm not perfect when it comes to that. The thing is that I can either focus on those aspects or not. I can work at letting some of those things grow or letting them go. And it's about letting them go and focusing on the positive. If you recall a little bit earlier, I was talking about the way our brain works. If I continue to focus on the negative, that pathway in my brain becomes stronger and more powerful. If I work on the gratitude and the positive, my brain becomes, that pathway becomes stronger and more powerful. I think that's fantastic that our brain is always changing and that we have the ability to make those choices. And believe me, I know at first it's not hard, it's not easy, because it's hard to believe the positive statements because we've practiced the negative stuff for so long. So one of the things I'm going to ask people to do that are listening as a birthday present for me is I want you to go and friend me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. If you go on Facebook, go on Counselor's Chat, friend me. That's my birthday present. I would love that. You can find me on the web at www.altarolcounselor.net. That's Altarol with two L's, counselor.net. My practice here in Flemington is in its 18th year. I work with people struggling with depression and anxiety, post-traumatic stress disorder, grief and loss, anger management. A lot of people struggling with addiction, people in early recovery, people who, through the process of recovery, are beginning to struggle with their self-esteem and wanting to build that. People struggling with codependency, adult children of alcoholics, dysfunctional families, couples, couple counseling. I work with adolescents. I work with families. I work with adults. I love what I do. Like I said, I've been doing it for over 30 years. If you are interested in setting up an appointment, please give me a call at 908-237-2899. You can leave a message about the show. If you have a suggestion for a topic, that would be great. I'd love to hear it. If you have a comment about the show, that would be great too. Again, go on Facebook, friend me on Counselor's Chat. I would love that. You can go on Counselor's Chat on Facebook and look down at all the different shows that I've done, and you can go on to the Huntington Chamber Radio into their archives and download an archive or go on do a podcast, and you can coordinate the dates and the show topics that way. So there might be something that you would like to listen to. But it's something that I've enjoyed doing. And I've been doing it now for a good 5 years, I'm going to say. I don't know if I've actually gotten any clients from it, which is fine. That's not necessarily my goal, though, of course, always getting more clients would be nice. But it's really about a public service, about celebrating good mental health. Because without good, I say this to my clients all the, yesterday, I had someone say, oh, I can't stand being alone. When I'm by myself in my apartment, I'm all alone. I'm like, you're never alone. Never. I am never alone. I am always with myself and to be my own best friend is so important because I am with me wherever I go. And if I hate myself, why would I want to be with myself? So learn to celebrate yourself. Like I said, it's not always easy, and it's been a journey for me. And I've had a lot of support. So I'm going to end Counselor's Chat with a little birthday song, one of my favorites. A lot of you will know what it is. And for any of you celebrating birthdays, including Charles Dickens. I always love that. Charles Dickens, one of my favorite authors, born on February 7th. Yay, Charles Dickens. So I'm going to celebrate him too. Anyway, I will be back next week with Counselor's Chat, and I hope you enjoyed the show and got some good things out of it, and you work at building your self-esteem and learn how to celebrate yourself. Be back next week. I wish you good mental health.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Secretary of State Rex Tillerson says the United States already sees evidence Russia is again interfering in America's election process, this time as it pertains to the midterm elections. Tillerson spoke in an interview he gave to Fox News while in Bogota, Colombia.
I don't know that I would say we're better prepared because the Russians will adapt as well. If it's their intention to interfere, they're going to find ways to do that, and we can take steps we can take.
But he says such interference
insurance will be hard to preempt. House Democratic leader Nancy Pelosi saying Democrats won't support a long-term budget deal that does not include protections for so-called dreamers, illegal immigrants brought here as children. Another short-term extension is likely before the government runs out of money late tomorrow, and serious talks are now beginning on striking a two-year deal. And this is USA Radio News.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.125%, APR 4.36%. But choosing the right mortgage lender involves so much more than just a rate. Only Quicken Loans has earned 12 J.D. Power Awards. No other lender comes close to that level of client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage. It gives our clients a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online.